Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Allen Robinson, as of May 1st, is wide receiver 25 in NFC drafts, 75 NFC drafts. How does Jacob Gibbs feel about that draft value for Allen Robinson? Let's ask him right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Not sure he's loving it. Not sure Jacob Gibbs is loving Allen Robinson as wide receiver 25. What do the advanced stats say about Allen Robinson? How are those per route rates?
Not great. So Robinson was only targeted on 18% of his routes in 2021. For reference, in the six seasons prior, his rate never dipped below 21%. It was only below 23% one time. In 2020, he actually had a career best 25%, and that was all the way down to 18% last year, below guys like Marvin Jones, Mecole Hardman in the same vicinity as like Robbie Anderson, AJ Green. So that's not great. And you may say like injuries, COVID lists just throughout the whole season, but most of that stuff came later in the season after we already had a pretty large sample of Darnell Mooney just straight up out targeting Robinson. So like the first injury for A-Rob popped up after week 5, ankle injury, didn't miss any time. And in 5 healthy games to start the season, he only out targeted Mooney twice. Mooney had more raw targets and a higher target per route run rate during that time. And then Robinson ended up missing most of the season following Chicago's week 9 bye, but he did play at least 70% of the snaps in all 8 of the first games. He only out-targeted Mooney in weeks 1 and 3. Mooney was 19% more likely to draw a target on a per-route basis through the first 8 games with Robinson healthy. So even while he was healthy, he wasn't operating as the wide receiver 1. He wasn't out-targeting Darnell Mooney, which is concerning because really for as highly regarded as Allen Robinson is, he only has 2 seasons with elite efficiency in terms of yards per route run. He hit the 2-yard per route run mark in 2015 and 2020. That's a rate that roughly 15 to 20 guys are going to hit on any given year. Robinson's hit it twice in 7 years. His best rates by season go 2.17, 2.06, and then falls down to 1.82, 1.69, 1.64. Those are his 4th and 5th best seasons. So like he's really always been reliant on huge target volume. And after watching him struggle to draw targets while playing alongside Darnell Mooney, I just don't feel confident that he's going to be targeted at a high rate while playing alongside Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, and he's not a big play guy. That was kind of my knock on him last year. He's completely volume dependent. He has been. And I thought the passing game was going to be much worse for the Bears last year, and it obviously stunk. I didn't expect him to be as bad as he was, obviously. But the lack of explosive plays, Jacob, when you don't have that, then you need a lot of targets. It's hard to see that happening. But yeah, what are we seeing in terms of his big playability?
Right. Yeah, it wasn't just the targets that defined Robinson's decline. It was, like his explosive plays, his efficiency across the board was way, way down with the targets that he did receive. His explosive reception rate or the percentage of his targets that went for 15 or more yards fell to a career low 12%. The league average at the wide receiver position was 18%. Mooney's was 21% for reference. And the lack of explosive plays wasn't for any lack of opportunity either. Robinson's average route depth was higher in 2021 than it had been in any previous season with the Bears. Justin Fields had the second highest average depth of target in the NFL. There were explosive plays to be had in this offense, which we saw with Mooney. Robinson just did not convert. 2 more metrics that stand out in terms of efficiency. He had just an absolutely abysmal yard per route run rate, 1.12, to go with a career low yard after the catch per reception rate of 2.5. Both of those rates ranked 51st out of 55 qualified receivers.
He's going to need some touchdowns. Allen Robinson is definitely going to need some touchdowns. And you're hoping that Stafford provides some of those that Justin Fields and Andy Dalton did not. But how does the move to the Rams changed his outlook, if at all?
Yeah, so it's going to have to be through touchdowns, I think. And the way I looked at this is like comparing it to Odell Beckham. So Odell Beckham in his time with the Rams, including the playoffs, which those games definitely boosted his production. He averaged 13.4 PPR points, which would have made him the wide receiver 24 last year. A-Rob is being drafted as the wide receiver 25, like you said. So, like, maybe he's a value. I definitely don't think so. For starters, his 2021, Robinson's 2021 with Chicago is way worse than anything we've ever seen with OBJ. Like, here's how his rates in 2021 stack up compared to Odell Beckham's in 2021 and 2020 with the Browns. Beckham was 20% more likely to draw a target on a per route basis than Robinson. He was 40% more efficient in terms of yards per route run, and his explosive reception rate was 83% above Robinson. So, like, Beckham in his absolute worst years with the Browns was still significantly more efficient than Allen Robinson was last year. So if you're expecting to replicate OBJ's production, you're taking a leap of faith that he significantly improves the efficiency that we saw last year. And then, like you alluded to with touchdowns, there's the issue of, like, is OBJ's production even replicable? Because, like, a lot of it came through touchdowns. He really, OBJ didn't improve his efficiency at all moving from Cleveland to LA in terms of his ability to draw targets or in terms of his ability to create yards on a per route basis. It was almost identical to what we saw in Cleveland. So there are going to be more touchdown opportunities for sure. Robinson could still be fantasy relevant because of those. But if you're expecting a return to the form that we saw prior to 2021, there's just not really any data that backs that up.
And there's an Odell Beckham problem because it looks like the Rams really want to sign him. And
yeah,
it could just make things a little bit more complicated. All right. Thank you to Jacob Gibbs. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about Darnell Mooney, the other half of this Bears receiving duo from last year, and what's in store for him in 2022. We'll talk to you then on Fantasy Football Today. Bye.